This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, again, a tragic case of shooting that many of us have heard about in the last 24 hours by allegedly Nasim Adam. She was an immigrant who we find out was enraged, complained that there was less free speech in the U.S. than in her native Iran. She injured three and killed herself in a shooting spree at the YouTube headquarters. This was actually a day before her 39th birthday or 38th birthday. We have some real troubled individuals out here. Her family in San Diego has spoken to reporters. Her brother told her how the family moved to the U.S. from Iran in 1996 to search for a better life. Apparently, Nasim Adam had been making a living through monetized commercials and posts on YouTube. She had gathered thousands of followers through multiple English and Farsi channels. She had previously founded animal rights charities in California, but her vlogging is where you have a video blog or video, you know, reporting. Apparently, was the focus and was her main income. Apparently, she had workout videos. She had animal slaughtering videos. Dangers of anal sex. I don't know. I'm not very familiar with how to make money on YouTube. But apparently, for some people, this is their income. So she became upset, from what we're understanding, being reported by Daily Mail, when the video site YouTube started censoring her content and removing the lucrative ads that was apparently keeping her financially afloat. Sharon Adam said she was always complaining that YouTube ruined her life. Her brother said, had told the Press Enterprise, that she was supposed to be turning 39. She chose the day to die the day she came. Left no suicide note, and her family remains uncertain how she obtained the handgun used in the shooting. In a March Instagram post, she complained and suggested there was not as much freedom in her adopted home as there was in Iran. She says, when it comes to freedom of speech, do you think Iran is better than the U.S. or the U.S. is better than Iran? So, apparently, she lived in California. You know, California, you're not supposed to, I believe, I don't think there's a concealed carry. I think there's gun-free zones all over the place over there. She had left her grandmother's home. She had moved to. She drove to San Bruno, which is 500 miles away near San Francisco. And the father called police to say that she was missing. And he feared that she might be headed towards the YouTube's quote-unquote campus. Now, I'd like to know what triggered that thought in his mind. On Monday, she was found asleep in a car by security guards, and she used a handgun, shot three people, then killed herself during lunchtime on Tuesday. Her body was found next to lunch tables in an outdoor area of the campus where employees had been celebrating a colleague's birthday. Law enforcement officials said initially the shooting had been investigated as a domestic dispute because early indications said she had shot her boyfriend. Again, we're not sure. So she was self-described as an animal rights activist, a vegan bodybuilder, had apparently a huge online presence. And I guess a video that she posted back in January 2017, she had vented about her content being censored. She had also said that her YouTube channel had over 5,000 subscribers, used to get many views, but claimed she started getting less when the company filtered her videos. Okay, we'll talk about this in a second, but you mess with somebody's online access, you would think that wouldn't be a big deal, but for some people, they get blood in their eyes. Apparently, her YouTube channels and social media pages were all removed in the hours after the shooting. Her father, Ismail Adam, said that YouTube had stopped paying for her content she posted on the site. He told the Bay Area News Group that he warned police his daughter hated YouTube and she might be headed to the headquarters. So he must have been tipped off to something. He had reported her missing from Southern California. She went 2 days without answering her phone, and then they found her in her car, roughly 500 miles from her hometown. Police told him that everything was in control, but he told them she had spoken of hatred of YouTube. So, all right. So, three people taken to hospitals in San Francisco with gunshot wounds. We don't know if she specifically targeted these victims. A 36-year-old man in critical condition, a 32-year-old woman in serious condition, and a 27-year-old woman in fair condition. So whenever we see that, what does that mean, critical versus serious versus fair? Critical condition is he may be in the ICU, or critical means they have to watch him very closely because he could die. That's critical. Serious condition is where we don't see imminent death, but we are instituting a lot of care and a lot of supervision. Fair condition means the person's going to survive, most likely. We're going to watch to make sure they don't take a turn for the worse. And is probably not sitting there in the hospital bed happy. And that's kind of how we define these, roughly. So you see employees and video footage leaving the building in line, holding their arms in the air for police to inspect, they had pat-downs, etc. And, you know, these shootings are now becoming just way too many. But the triggers is what is frustrating many of us, because we want to prevent the next shooting. We want to prevent, somebody going to a place of work where people are celebrating a birthday and gunning people down. And for this, her trigger was a monetary issue. She hated YouTube. Now, I mean, a lot of people hate YouTube. They hate Facebook. They hate Snapchat, Pokemon Go. You know, I hate the roundabout that's near my house. But I'm not going to go and try to gun somebody down. I mean, you know. But for her, she was an activist. She had, not that activists would have that sort of anger. You can be an activist and very mellow. But she had a cookie streak. And unfortunately, it sounds like she suffered from very mental illness. Just not sure why this wasn't found or picked up earlier. 1-877 Doc Dolly, we'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance used to be one of my favorites. I still like them a lot. And I used to like Blue Cross Blue Shield, because they didn't underpay us doctors. That was pre-Obamacare. It was nice. But what I really liked about Blue Cross Blue Shield, look, I'm going to be honest. I have no problem to talk about money with you guys. I mean, it's an important fact. You know, we can't always be expected to work for free. So Blue Cross Blue Shield used to be a nice payer. They used to be. All right? The other thing that I really liked about Blue Cross Blue Shield years ago, in the 2000 to 2008-09 era, was if I wanted a patient to get a prescription, they would not give me a hard time, and they would allow me to prescribe something. If I needed to get an MRI or if I needed to get a CAT scan, they would allow me to order it. I didn't have to convince a non-medical professional what my logic was. I'm the one that went to medical school, had the healthcare training, like a nurse practitioner, PA, physical therapist, pharmacist. We're the ones that have had the training. This is our expertise, our niche. If we think a patient needs something, all right, back off. Let us prescribe it. Let us do our art. Your job, because you're making a crap load of money from premiums, is to do what you promised the patient you would do. Going to the doctor and saying, oh, I don't want you to do the CAT scan or the MRI or whatever. So Blue Cross never did that with us. Blue Cross was pretty awesome. They were phenomenal to work with. They also would pay their claims. They were great. Unfortunately, with all the new culture of where what a doctor says isn't now the end all, which as a doctor, I find a big problem with that. For you guys as patients, you're like, yeah, good. I'd love a checks and balances with what my doctor says. Yeah, but who's doing the checks and the balances? Your insurance company? So Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska has made headlines as they have adopted federal guidelines that call for avoiding prescribing opioids as the first or second option to treat pain in most situations. Now, some of you guys will say, well, it's about time. Good move. Hold the phone, people. Hold the phone. The insurance company is adopting guidelines that calls for avoiding prescribing opioids. It's an insurance company. They're not the doctor. We're the ones prescribing the opioids. And I would never give an opioid as first line. Unless the guy has a fracture. Or he's in a considerable amount of pain. Or he has shingles wrapped around his chest and he's not taking a deep breath. And they make us doctors look stupid. They want us to avoid prescribing opioids as the first or second option to treat pain. The average patient does not come to Dr. Dahlia Wax, okay, when I had my clinic, and say, you know what? I have not gone to a drugstore yet. I hear there's Tylenol and ibuprofen. So, Dr. Dahlia, do you think I should actually go over to a Walmart or Target and purchase ibuprofen first? No, that's not what happens. The average person that comes to me has for days or weeks or months been taking ibuprofen or applying ice or trying a chiropractor. Why the hell would they pay a copay to see me if they could get something over the counter? Which means we're not prescribing opioids first line if they've already been doing that other stuff for months. So back to the article being reported by Omaha.com. I like Nebraska. I'm a big fan of Nebraska. Go Huskers. They said adopting the Center for Disease Control and Prevention Guidelines, CDC guidelines, the Nebraska insurer joins other Blue plans nationwide. The CDC guidelines were released in March 2016, providing recommendations for the prescribing of opioids for chronic pain or pain that lasts 3 months or more, not including cancer treatment, palliative care, or end-of-life care. Dr. Deborah Esser, the Nebraska Insurance Chief Medical Officer, says she thinks a lot of healthcare providers are only marginally aware of the guidelines. You're wrong. She says, we will be using the CDC opioid prescribing guidelines to further educate our providers and patients about the dangers of using opioids. Okay. Stop right here. Okay, I understand that she's a chief medical officer, so she has a medical background. She's a doctor. But an insurance company is teaching your doctor, your medical provider, how to treat you. We've had pharmacology. We've had pathology. We've had histology. We've had anatomy. We've had biochemistry. We've had path phys. We've had so many years of training we understand what a gosh darn opioid does. We're not prescribing them because we have nothing better to do or we're bored. We also understand what non-opioids can do, like non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. And if we really want to slice hairs, in medical school, we are taught more of the dangers of what these non-steroidal anti-inflammatories can do to your heart, to your liver, to your stomach lining, than what the opioids could do. There's a lot more danger we've seen. These anti-inflammatories is what killed my grandfather, because he had gout. And it was harder to get painkillers, so he took Buffarin and aspirin and anti-inflammatories. So he woke up in a pile of blood, he had congestive heart failure because of the anti-inflammatories. Not that I would have wanted him addicted to painkillers, but anti-inflammatories can kill you. So if you really want to know what we learn in medical school, is we learn about how medicines can kill you, and boy, these anti-inflammatories seem to do it more often than the opioids. But thank you, insurance companies, for teaching us. Thank you for, after all our years of schooling, you coming to us and teaching us. Thank you. So she says alternatives to opioids are very successful for pain control and should be used before opioid medications. Well, no flippin' duh. So what are the alternatives to opioids, Dr. Esser? She says, and again, I respect her. I think what she does is amazing work with Blue Cross. Right? And I understand there's a lot of pressure from these insurance companies to look like they're doing something so they don't get sued later. But look how ridiculous this is. Alternatives to opioids are acetaminophen. Okay, well, how many patients have not taken a Tylenol before they come to me for a narcotic? Or I mean, they've all tried Tylenol. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs they're recommending. Now, this I like. Physical therapy, chiropractic treatments, massage, heat, and ice. Chiropractic treatments and physical therapy are covered benefits. They are. Blue Cross Blue Shield has been amazing in covering chiropractic and physical therapy. I'm very impressed with their coverage of that. But if you have a broken bone, if you have shingles, chiropractic work can only do so much. The Nebraska Medical Association and Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services have released their own pain guidance document for primary doctors and specialists last year that also mirrored the CDC guidelines. Now, Nebraska has not had as big a problem with their opioid addiction as some other states. They say 16% of all Nebraska Blue Cross members who used a pharmacy in 2017 filled an opioid prescription. But the national average is 20%. So 20% of people filled a narcotic, whereas with Nebraska, it's a little bit less, it's 16%. But they still want to work with providers. Nebraska also has a monitoring program that doctors can, you know, monitor to check prescription history, which in Nevada we have to do. And so, you know, these quote-unquote guidelines and this attempt to look like they are trying to help the problem is very nice. But being kind of an outsider looking at this, this is kind of ridiculous, okay? Spending all this time teaching doctors and medical providers how to prescribe is not why we have an opioid addiction problem. We have an opioid addiction problem because people like heroin. They like narcotics. They like feeling high. It's not the doctor prescribing it for shingles or spinal stenosis. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, for a while now, I've been telling you all that one thing that I think has fueled the obesity epidemic that we have is we've been so successful at curbing smoking. Whenever you do something that you think is so, so good, and you're like, man, this is too good to be true, you eventually start to see the after effects. And for years, Virginia Slims and these cigarettes were marketed with skinny people being on the package or on the billboards or in the commercials. And women especially would look at it and go, okay, so if I want to look pretty and beautiful like her, I should have a cigarette in my mouth. And every time I feel hungry, stop and take a smoke cigarette. And so women would smoke, and men, to, for a variety of reasons. One, they were addicted to the, you know, tobacco and the nicotine. And the other is it would help curb their appetite. So now that you can't go to the smokes when you're hungry, you go and eat. So that was my theory. I'm not sure if a lot of people believe me, but I think it was a pretty damn good theory. And many people said, but, you know, when you quit smoking, you gained weight just because you eat more or because the nicotine was an appetite suppressant or maybe your metabolism was up. There's a variety of reasons of why you gained weight. But what's fascinating is we have now a study saying if you smoke, you're at risk for putting on weight. And they say smokers eat an extra 200 calories a day. Daily smokers, they say, are more at risk of weight gain than people who do not smoke. And they say cigarettes are not necessarily a good way to lose weight. They looked at 5,300 people. They say people who smoke eat less, but they eat more unhealthily. So they will consume an extra 0.23 calories for every gram of food. Now, is that true? I mean, does the average smoker go, you want to know what? I think I'll have a, you know, cheeseburger. I don't know. But they got a point. Because my vegetarian and vegan friends who eat really, really healthy, they don't touch cigarettes. So maybe those who don't smoke are more health conscious. So maybe they pay more attention to what they eat. So a team from Yale and Fairfield University in Connecticut compared the calorie intakes of daily smokers to non-daily smokers and non-smokers. Co-author Dr. Jackie Bernarelli from Fairfield University said smokers had diets that were high in energy density, meaning they consumed smaller amounts of food containing a greater number of calories. Non-smokers consumed more food, which contained fewer calories. They also say that smokers will drink more alcohol. They may sit more, and they may also exercise less. So that, I have to say, as a doctor, I've noticed that too. You can't run around, and I can't be my hyper self if I have a cigarette in my hand. I would have to stop and take a drag, right, if I wanted to smoke. I would have to milk that cigarette. So you end up sitting to do that. Many people who smoke will also relax and have a drink. And then if you are a smoker, maybe your lung capacity isn't as strong as you would like it to be. So, if your lung capacity isn't as strong, then you're not going to exercise as much. So, they say the results are based on people recalling what they had eaten over the course of the day, with the calorie content divided by the amount of food on their plate. So, again, this isn't as scientific as I'd like it to be. Whenever you have to do a daily, like a survey, or expect people to, you know, diaryize their activities, it just doesn't seem to be as accurate as somebody actually watching and measuring it out. But they say researchers have found daily smokers ate an extra 200 calories than non-smokers. Smokers who did not light up every day fell between two groups, consuming between 1.84 calories per gram and nearly, I guess, probably, are we at 10% of the population still smoking? Maybe less? So what does that mean? Well, what it means is, okay, smoking may not be the healthiest habit, and there may be a variety of reasons why, and it may actually cause you to gain weight. Even though we really don't see that with all the skinny supermodels out there. Now, speaking of being short of breath and not exercising as much, a study has come out saying 4 in 10 adults struggle to catch their breath when they need to run for a bus. And 3 in 10 people, or 30%, are left gasping for air after they walk up a flight of stairs. 1 in 10 people cannot pick something up off the floor without feeling lightheaded. They say most adults experience episodes of shortness of breath 6 times a week. Some people have breathing problems even during sex. 25%. This was a survey of 20,000 people. They were having trouble breathing during sex. More than 1/5 of workers experience some of these symptoms at some point during the day. and maybe it's stress-related. So Mike McKevitt, Director of Patient Services for the British Lung Foundation, commissioned the study, and he said it's worrying that so many people found themselves out of breath performing simple actions. Breathlessness, he says, doing everyday tasks could be a symptom of lung disease and is something that shouldn't be ignored. Now, in addition to it being a symptom of lung disease, it's a huge symptom of heart disease. If you're having trouble breathing and you don't smoke and you don't have any lung conditions, the first thing I think about is heart. An abnormal heart rhythm could do this. History of a heart attack. Fluid surrounding the heart, fluid in the lungs, can I congest heart failure? So that's concerning. So climbing up the stairs and getting short of breath. Now, there's a difference between being short of breath because you're out of shape or being short of breath because of a serious medical condition. So when I was in training, I trained at UMC Medical Center in Las Vegas. And the parking lot for us, I don't even think there was an elevator. But for us, for the student parking, we parked on the sixth floor of the parking garage. Now, I forget if that's because we had to, that was the only place where we had parking, or if we... That was just, there was never any other parking. I don't know. But I remember always going up six flights of stairs. So the first week, and mind you, I had always exercised. I'd always run. But the first week of training, I was short of breath going up the six flights. Well, after a couple weeks, I was good. And I could go up six flights without a problem. So it's concerning for the average adult because they're like, well, wait a second. How do I know if the shortness of breath is me having a heart condition versus being out of shape? Well, one is if any of you are over the age of, I guess, 25 or 30, and you have significant shortness of breath or dizziness or chest pain with any activity, you need to get your heart checked. And actually of any age, even if you're a teenager, okay? So at any age, if you have that. If you feel just a little out of breath going upstairs, and your breath goes back to normal after you relax for a couple minutes, and it gets back to normal pretty quickly, and you don't feel any other symptoms, it may be an out-of-shape issue. And then what you need to do is you need to slowly increase your stamina. Park on the first floor, day one, then the second floor, day two, then the third floor, day three, and slowly work yourself up. But if there's any family history of heart disease, if you have high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, history of being inactive, stressful life, you may really need to be evaluated for heart disease. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we're trying to deal with our healthcare woes in America, and many people on the left are calling for a more socialized system, well, like they do in Europe, you and I are kind of taking a peek and seeing what's going on in Europe. And one of the latest headlines is we are being told that thousands of ambulances faced huge waits at the emergency room And some ambulances had to take care of their patients in their actual vehicles because they couldn't bring the patient into the emergency room. We are being told, reported by Mail Online, that in the past 3 months, almost 600,000 ambulances faced delays of more than 15 minutes when they needed to hand patients over to hospital staff. And if any of you know anything about heart attacks or strokes or bleeds, 15 minutes is too long. Delays of 15 minutes or more are considered a threat to life due to them preventing ambulance staff from responding to critical medical emergencies, stabbings, heart attacks, etc. They say unpublished figures reveal that A&E, or their emergency room handover waits, are 3 times worse than what the official NHS England statistics suggest. They say ambulance crews in England alone were forced to care for 186,000 patients in the back of their vehicles or in hospital corridors for at least a half an hour between November and March. Now, remember, England had a big issue with the flu as well. So their ERs, or what they call A&E, accident and emergency rooms, were flooded with flu victims. I get that. And so it may not be that uncommon to see during November and March hospital gluts or, hospitals being slammed and not having enough room for new patients. We get that. But 186,000 patients have to be treated in the back of the ambulance or in a hallway? It's a problem. They says this follows NHS's winter crisis, which saw chiefs demand radical action to free up beds and medical staff due to casualty units being under extreme and sustained pressure with flu cases. They say up to 55,000 of non-urgent operations had to be postponed until February, along with thousands of outpatient appointments and scans. So let's say you've been having some heartburn. And this heartburn's been bothering you. You know, kind of the stomach upset. But it doesn't feel like an emergency. You can pop some Rolaids or some Tums, and you think you're fine. There's a good chance that you would have been one of these people who said, you know what, can you wait till next February? You know, if this was November. Wait a few months. It's not an emergency. We just don't have enough providers. And you're like, but I paid a lot of taxes. We're paying taxes for this socialized medicine, and you're telling me I am not allowed to access a doctor. No, we need you to wait till February. Do you have an emergency? Well, it's not really an emergency. Good, you can wait. Meanwhile, what if that heartburn actually is an ulcer and you're bleeding internally and your stool is getting darker and darker, but you can't tell because you don't like to look at your stool? Or that heartburn that's been going on for a while is starting to change the esophageal lining to cancer. And you could be having a precancerous state. It's rare, but it could happen. Or you have stomach cancer. Or you have some sort of a parasite. And you're being told to wait. Parasites sometimes can camp out for months. Ulcers have no problems doing what they're doing for months. Esophageal cancer loves for you not to find it. So my problem with that is what is an emergency and what's not? I can't tell you how many people coming in thinking that they have something mild ended up being some serious stuff. I told you about that bladder infection. Lady coming in with a bladder infection. And it turned out to be, she had a heart attack the night before. And she asked for nausea medicine. I gave her nausea medicine. I helped induce her second heart attack inadvertently. Who knew? And thank God we did, because then we were able to tell that she had a heart attack the night before. But she woke up the next day feeling off, so she thought it was a bladder infection. So here you are thinking, all right, you know what, it's a bladder infection, now you can just get your antibiotics and go. No. It was a heart attack that happened the night before that nobody knew. Sneaky son of a gun. So I don't like the idea of our taxes going up, we being promised an amazing healthcare system, and then being told, no, you don't get to use it. According to data from England's 10 regional ambulance services, handovers were more than 15 minutes and occurred 594,000 times from December to February. Now, you guys remember watching ER and George Clooney and all that? When the ambulance drives up, everything stops. And the ambulance crew comes in, They give report. This is a 55-year-old female who presented with shortness of breath. We did an EKG. We found her to be in AFib. So we, and they give report. They hand over the patient. They transfer the patient to a hospital bed. The ambulance gets to have the gurney back or their, straight board. Then they get to leave. Paramedics don't like to stand around. Now, me as a female doctor, okay, and I loved when the paramedics were around. I was like, hey, you so handsome. They're like, hi, ma'am. How you doing? Well, I'm good, I worked up a sweat, because it was like so busy here. And I just can't keep my shirt on. Okay, I do not have paramedic fantasies. I probably should. Paramedics are really hot. So I love flirting with the paramedics. Yeah, hang out. But I didn't get to the reason why I don't have any paramedic sex fantasies is because the paramedics rarely were there. Same thing with the fire guys. These firefighters who would bring in patients, they didn't have time to stand around and flirt with me. Maybe they didn't want to. Maybe they pretended they had another call. Ma'am, we got an emergency on ABC Street, on Sesame Street. We need to go. Hell, Sesame Street, go. Yeah, please. I know where that is. And they left me. I was like, oh, please. Don't you want to hear about how sweaty I got working in the ER? No, we don't, ma'am, please. Put on some deodorant. That's what I'm going to give up for Lent next year, deodorant. Anyway, all right, so we had a pretty quick turnover rate. Of course, this was America, and it was pre-Obamacare. So, Wartford General Hospital had almost 87.9% of handovers taken over 15 minutes. That's not good. And somebody waiting could unfortunately die. They talk about a case where a woman did. Not going to go into that story right now. But how are hospitals over there handling the crisis? Well, non-urgent operations are getting canceled. Hospital appointments scheduled for January were postponed. Cancer operations and time-critical procedures did go ahead as planned. Hospitals contacted patients to tell them that their appointments were canceled. Plus, they might have had to mix men and women. And have mixed wards. You used to have only females, and men separately. But there were rules the NHS had for mixing sex wards. Those are temporarily lifted to help use all available beds. So men and women had to mix. Now, hospitals usually fined $250 or £250 a night every time a patient has to stay in a mixed ward. But they waived that. Then consultants whose appointments were canceled were expected to pitch in by manning the doors at A&E in the emergency room. So what these doctors would do if their appointments were canceled is they would sit there and take a history, do the medical history of the patients. And then they had to wait for their full exam. So we're almost looking a little bit like a war zone in a way, a military hospital. Right? On a battlefield where they're triaging, they're sending people away, and this is their socialized medicine. This is what they're paying high taxes for. Before any of you guys ask your legislator to make us socialized medicine and promise to pay high taxes, can you make sure we're going to actually get to have the appointments we were promised? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.